We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Chulin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu Trefos Ba'of. So we spoke about a behema in the last couple of Mishnahs. Now we're going to speak about the Trefos of an oaf. First is Nikuvas Haveshet. That's the same thing when it comes to an animal. If the esophagus is perforated, Pisukas HaGargeres, if the trachea is severed, this is a Chiddush, because Mefarshim explained that one would have thought maybe, well, a bird, when it comes to, as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, the bird is not as strong as an animal. And a bird, we know, is the Shechita's Kasher, even if you sever only one of the two simanim, either the esophagus or the trachea, a rove of one of them, but you only need one of them. So maybe I would have thought that you don't need to completely sever the gargaris, the trachea, in order for it to be a trefor. As we said, as we mean completely severed, means that you cut the majority of the circumference, maybe just a perforation alone. Maybe just a puncture would be enough. So the Mishnah says no. And when it comes to esophagus, a puncture is enough, as when it comes to an animal, sukas agagaris. Same thing, the trachea, though, has to have the majority of the circumference has to be severed. Hikata chulda al rosha, makom sha osa trefa. So here the case is he has a weasel hit it on its head in a place where it could make it a trefa. What does that mean, where it could make it a trefa? Where the teeth of the chulda could have reached the part of the brain, which would potentially make a puncture in that, and that would make it into a trefa. We learn when it came to behema in Mishnah Aleph, that if there's a hole, we spoke about the different levels of the dura mater and the pia mater. If there's a hole in the inner membrane, membrane of the brain, so that makes it into a trefa. So here, if the chulda took a bite of the bird on the head, cracked its skull, so then we have to check after the shechita, did the teeth of that chulda go through the membrane of the brain? So how do you do that? So the Bar Tanuah tells you, based on the Gemara, he says, Machnis Yadalusoch Piaof. You put your hand, the one who does the bedika, does this inspection, puts his hand into the mouth of the bird, Vidochek Etzba Olamala, then puts pressure upward. Im Hamoach Mivatz Beitz Viyotze. If you see that part of the brain is coming through, then you know that the membrane was punctured and it is a trefa. Then Mishnah says, Nikava Kurkavan. The birds have a gizzard. The gizzard is a pouch that has muscle around it and grinds up the food, and then it enters into the dakin into the intestines. So if the kurkavan has a nekev, that makes it a trefa as well. The Bar Tanuah says the vushiya nekev bebasar kurkavan uvikis has to be the muscle of the gizzard and the gizzard itself, so the muscle that surrounds it and the gizzard itself uvikish b'socha that pouch amachal overbo where the food is. They have to be aligned with each other as well, that nekev, both of them, the muscle and the gizzard. But if, let's say, the gizzard has a perforation, but the muscle or surrounding is still around, there's no perforation. Or let's say they are, both have a perforation, but they're not one opposite the other, then ksher is going to be kosher. So, nikav akurkavan, the gizzard has a hole, nikvu hadak, and the intestines have a hole in them. So that's another. That was true when it came to, we spoke about that when it came to an animal as well. And then the Mishnah says, what about Nafla La'ur? Here's a case where the bird fell into the fire. V'nechmeru b'nei be'eha. And the intestines are now nechmeru. They became, Bar Tanuah says, kivtsu, they burnt, they were scorched. Machmasa ur. V'nevchu marison. And now their appearance has changed. And he quotes the pasuk, lashon me'ai chamar maru, based on the pasuk in Navi. So here it says, I think that's in Eicha. So the so what does it say here? It says in the Mishnah, if it fell into the fire and v'nechmaru b'nei me'eha, the insides, the intestines become now scorched. So that will make them pusle. Will make it a trefa when im yirukim psulim. If they are green, they're pusle. Im adum ksherim. If they're red, they're going to be kosher. So what does this mean? So the Gemara explains, and this is a quote from the Gemara: im horiku ha'adumim o ha'edimu ha'yirukim trefa. If that which should be red became green, or that which is green became red, then it's a trefa. So it means the following. The b'nei b'yayim, the intestines, usually when it comes to doves and chickens, geese, are usually green. And the heart and the liver and the gizzard, the kurkavan, are usually red in these birds. So if they change because of the fire, that the heart or the liver or the gizzard were red and they became green because of the fire, or the intestines have become red, that makes it a trefer. They change, but if they haven't changed appearance, so then they were red the way they were, or they green the way they used to be, so then it's going to be kosher. Then the Mishnah says, similar to the beginning of the parah, we spoke about an animal that fell. So here, drasa, what happened? Someone stepped on the bird. Or let's say a person pushed the bird into a wall. Or sheritzata behema, or an animal crushed it. Umvarcheses, and in these cases, the animal is still moving around, still fluttering around, can't walk regularly, but it's able to move around a little bit. So maybe this makes it a trefa. This is a fatal injury. We have to consider it a trefa. So the Mishnah says, how do we figure that out? Vishasame es leis ushchata kshera. If it was able to survive 24 hours from that impact, and you shechted it. So then, as long as you do a bedika on any of the internal organs, and you see that they weren't damaged, the fact that it was able to move around for 24 hours, and only then you shechted it, so that is going to be kosher. Bar Tanura says that this we have this whole list when it came to behema as well. We spoke about concussions in the internal organs, and we have to wait 24 hours. So whatever trefos you have listed when it comes to behema, so there are corresponding trefos as well when it comes to an oaf, when it comes to a fall, impact, etc. So similar halachos apply, and we're afraid of what we call risukevarim, as we said, that the limbs, organs are going to be crushed, there's going to be a concussion there, and therefore we need to do bedika afterwards. But the first thing to check is it able to move around for 24 hours? Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Dalid, Ve'eluk, Sheros, both. Then the same thing we had when it came to a behemoth. In the second Mishnah, we spoke about what is kasher. So it was usually the opposite of what we had in the previous Mishnah. The same thing over here. Nikva Hagargeres. Here, if the trachea was not severed mostly, the circumference mostly severed, but rather nikva, just through his perforation. That does not make it a trefel, like an animal as well. Oshenistika. Or it was slit, but that's along its length, which we spoke about. The fact you have a piece above, a piece of, below, that's a ring above, a ring below, that's okay. Hikata chulda al rosha makom sheno sells a trefa. Yeah, where a weasel hit a bit into it on its head, but it's a place where we're not making it into a trefa. Nikava zefek, or the crop. So the crop of the bird is where the food, that's the first place where the food goes, before it goes down into the gizzard to be ground up. So it doesn't matter. If the crop has a perforation, that's not a problem. Rebbe Omer, afilu nital. Rebbe says, not only if perforation of the zefek in the crop doesn't make it trefa, but even if the crop doesn't exist, it was taken as long as the animal is able to digest food, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara assumes that doesn't mean that it can be missing the entire amount, because it has to be able to digest properly. You need it goes from the esophagus to the crop and then into the gizzard. So it has to have, you need a little bit of that so that it's able to go through that process. If it goes straight from the esophagus into the body, that's going to be a problem. So here, as long as you have a little bit, even though a lot of it is missing, according to Rebbe, it's acceptable. According to Hanakama, no, you're missing most of the crop. That makes it a trefa. But if there's a puncture in it, so that's okay. Yotu b'nei me'eho v'lo nikvu. Let's say the intestines have been removed. Let's say the animal fell and had an injury. And now the abdomen opened up, and now the intestines came out. But v'lo nikvu, there is no hole in them. Or nishtabru gapeha. Or let's say the wings were broken. Nishtabru agleo, the legs were broken. Nimru tuchanafeh. Or the large feathers on the outside were taken off. So in all of these cases, the Mishnah says that these do not make the bird into a trefa. So to go through some of these things, the Bar Tanur says regarding the intestines. The intestines weren't detached, they just came out of the abdomen. So the Bar Tanur qualifies and says, Lo shanu ila b'shoshe chinisan l'socha lo hafach el yonu l'tachton o el gulo zulamala mikamo shahoysa. Meaning, if you would put the intestines back in, you could put them back in the proper place. Aval hafach bahen trefa. But if they wouldn't, what was on top is below, what's below on the top is problematic. Shekeven shenefach because won't be able to live that way. What about when it came to the wings? It said if the wings broke, it doesn't make it into a trefa. Atzmo sakonafayim, that would mean the bones of the wings. Davka shenishtabru. So he says that's only if they broke. So that's if they broke. Aval shmutas gaf ba'ov. But if it's a limb, let's say, that was dislocated, then a trefa. Chayshin and shemo nikva hareya. So we're afraid that this sounds like if it's dislocated, one of the bones of the wings. So then we're afraid maybe that actually was, that punctured the lung. Lifi shahareya nechbeiz beinat slos, because the lung is hidden between literally the ribs, ukrum habasar rach, and the membrane of the flesh is soft, vidak and thin, bein sela, let's tell it between one rib and the other, ukshoshome gapa. So then what would happen if it's actually the wing is dislocated, menatekes hareya magaf, it takes it along with it. And we're afraid that the lung was affected. Then we said if the legs are broken, also not a problem. Min harakuva ulamata, says the Bar Tanura, from the knee below, o afilu lamala v'lo yotza atzem lachot, or even above, as long as the bone hasn't dislocated. Avo yotza lachot, but you see the bone has dislocated, the tanam behema hamaksha to have a trefa. We'll explain later on in the Masechta that in fact that will make it into a trefa. And then we spoke about the nimr tukunafer, that's where the large feathers came off. That's okay. And then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer im nitla hanotza psula. What can make a puzzle? The notza. What's the notza? That's the feathers that cover the bird's skin, what we call down. If that was removed, so then we assume because the bird needs that to protect itself, that can make it into a trefa. Bar Tanur explains why. So that would be considered, we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, but he considers that's like removing the skin. We spoke about removing the skin, could make it into a trefa. So the same thing, if you take off the notza, the down feathers.